due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Oh, see? I just can't stand.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
It's about time you did something right.
Damn!
Yeah!
Acknowledge me!
Bitch! Shut up!
You get nothing!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table today?
Yes.
Who's this guy?
The table.
Yeah, but who's
this
guy?
Is this thing on? Is this thing on?
Yes, it better be. Jason, welcome back.
Thank you. A little technical issues beyond my control, but the mothership is back, the Big Apple is back, and I'm ready to get up tomorrow morning. Have some nice breakfast, some coffee, and watch some wrestling from Australia.
And as you you've already heard, our other co-host here, Statboy Josh Henniker, but I'm talking about the dude in the glasses over here.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
Damn, VRM, welcome back.
The legs finally feel back to normal.
How many days did it take? How many days did it take?
For feeling back to normal or
yes,
5 days.
Yesterday? Youch.
No,
I believe
today.
It.
Oh wow!
I reiterate.
Yeah.
But congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Welcome back. And you came at the right time, as boy oh boy, we got a pay-per-view to talk about.
A pay-per-view? We've got a pair of them to talk about, and a special event.
We do.
And a third time, well, this is going to be up next week, so
put it to you this way. Wrestling is just keeping going and going and going and going. So Monday Night Raw was kind of interesting. Again, it was a good go-home show? Yeah. Because Roman Reigns basically said, I'm coming for Paul, I'm coming for Seth. And Bronson Reed said, you know what? He said, I want you an Australian free fright. Ross and Bronson Reed said, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. We have a schmoz, and we get a match.
Yes.
Yay. Now, if Seth didn't have something to do already, huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
If Seth didn't have something else to do, I'm sure Roman would have been happier taking care of the man himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of Seth, I have to ask you something, and this was, I think, a very underrated promo.
Oh?
Seth was in the back during the show,
mm-hmm.
and he asked Paul, what happens if I lose? And Paul was kind of hemming and hawing, and Seth was like, give it to me straight. What does it mean?
Why do you even think about losing? You're not going to lose.
You're not giving me a yes or no answer.
Because you're talking to a lawyer, Seth. Come on.
Yes or no.
And I actually have it here, so which is just It's just so good. Thank you, Wrestling, ProWrestlingTranscriptions.com. which is great. You know, mm-hmm. And this was late. This was late in the show. I'm just trying to find it.
Yeah, it was. It was maybe possible paraphrase here, but it was.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
If you lose, it makes me question why I chose you
over Roman. That's right. Roman. Yeah, he says that it's Seth tells Roman they need to talk. Seth reiterates the point that he needs to win. Heyman says that Seth is going to do it, but what if he doesn't? Paul Heyman says if Seth loses to Cody Rhodes, he loses the locker room, he loses the faith of Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed, he throws away everything they've built since WrestleMania. This entire Netflix era has been built around Seth freaking Rollins, and you would become a de facto wannabe secondary champion. Heyman tells Seth to do himself a favor and not lose a crown jewel. Seth noticed that Heyman left himself out of the equation. Seth asks Heyman the same question about what happens if he loses a crown jewel, and then he says, some point Heyman has to ask himself why he had picked him over Roman Reigns. What a promo that was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's setting up the obvious. It's setting up the obvious, I believe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just fun having that extra part in the beginning where Becky is continuing to lose her sanity and mm-hmm. threatening to put her, you know, get her mitts around Jessica Carr's neck for that fast count-out count, which it was.
Yes, but she was.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that Carr was grinning from ear to ear when she did that?
That was so freaking great.
Yeah. The referee, hey, who paid that? Ooh, yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. He was trying to fuck on me. Hey. Or she in this case.
Yes.
Yes, it was great. It was so good.
Yes.
I also love the quadrangle between CM Punk, LA Knight, Jey Uso. All that stuff.
Yeah. And Jimmy, and, so.
Yeah.
Jay and Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy trying to calm Jay down, but Jay's being too much like Roman, so Punk is focusing on that little Roman. In LA, and he's like, shut up, you guys. I'm supposed to be the one at the... I'm supposed to be next in line. The rest of you go sit down.
And that led to the backstage promo.
Mm-hmm.
Where Jimmy's still trying to get Jay to calm down, and Roman is there between them. And as Jay walks away, Roman turns to Jimmy and he's like, "You say your brother's nothing like me. Well, after he won that title, he became more like me than like you."
Right.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Essentially, Jay is turning into mini Roman. Oof. Ow. Owie.
Danger, danger.
Yeah, high voltage.
Do you... I don't feel like this heel turn's natural at all. Feels forced. Doesn't feel right.
Yeah, you're pretty much right on the nose. It doesn't feel natural. It just feels like things are just getting shooed in for the sake of being shooed in. And this is honestly part of the problem with WWE right now. It feels like they're kind of directionless and they're just going through motions. But that's
me. You think they're going through the motions for Royal Rumble? Really?
Possibility. This is usually their silly season.
I feel like something got changed or something has dropped off that has thrown them into a little bit of a tizzy. But I can't put my finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
And given those four, you've got somebody's got to be a heel.
Those four, honestly, it feels like two of them are about to be.
Jay and
L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah. He works better as a heel. He works better as a heel, and I know people are still going to cheer for him, just like they do with Seth.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you, Stepboy, about Jay's thing being forced, because I want to watch this merry-go-round and just keep screaming at my TV, somebody turned heel already.
Yeah.
I want to be surprised.
Because he's the number one face right now.
Punk, no. It's not going to happen with Punk.
No.
I would rather see LA Knight. I would actually like to see LA Knight as the full-on heel.
Same.
Okay? Not as the, you know, I'm cool, yeah, sort of stuff.
You know? I'm an asshole, but I don't care if I get cheered. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Anti-hero stuff.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that too. Jimmy is just kind of a hanger-on in all of this.
Yeah.
So if he's going to do heel, he's going to have to explode as a heel.
Yes. Which means he's going to have to essentially put somebody down in a hurry. The problem is, he's been around now for 14 and a half years.
Good luck. Yeah.
And it feels like he hasn't changed his character all that much in those 14 and a half years.
Oh. Jimmy,
yeah. Because remember, we were there, myself and you, Nikki, were there for their debut back in 2010. Oh, God, it's 15 and a half years.
Right.
The thing is, though, has Jey Uso really changed much outside of the Heat?
Really? A little bit more.
Yes, because Jimmy is exactly the same. Yep, yeah. He is. And it's just like right now, I'm not saying that Jey Uso is getting boring. It's just the way, I mean, look, 4 months, 6 months ago, he was on top of the world. Yeah. Now, he's stuck.
Yep. He is essentially stuck on that second gear.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't feel great, to be honest.
No, it does not. And really, it should be more. I mean, put it to you this way. It's not like one of these things is not like the other, because they all deserve to be there. They just both need to be better. I'm talking LA Knight and Jay. Okay? Because I'm not going to shit on Jey Uso or LA Knight. I'm just saying, we want them to be, you know, we want it to work for them.
Yeah. And
LA Knight has been on the precipice of greatness for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Give me something. Yeah. Push him, for God's sake.
But the problem is, it feels like they're busier pushing people who deserve it less than him. Not saying people don't deserve it, it's just LA Knight deserves it, and the problem is, time is going to start becoming a factor for him. He's on the wrong side of 40. And in wrestling, being on the wrong side of 40, especially if you're not at the top, it gets harder for you to get there.
And I think the age factor is why they keep hesitating to pull the trigger on him. And I'm like, just give him one.
Yeah.
Give him one, and if it doesn't work, we've got six people waiting.
Yeah. But then again, that's your current booking, and also TKO's short-term writing. Because they are more concerned about, you know, the money, as we've been harping on for months on end here, compared to long-term fan growth. They are looking to essentially get the bag now, and they don't care about what happens next. Problem is, keep that up, you're going to have that next bag, and everything's going to start falling apart.
Now, do you believe this? Do you believe this? I'm going to, of course, these are rumors. This news with a Z.
I have a feeling I know where you're going.
Okay. That SmackDown is going to do some creative changes.
That I've heard.
Creative in what sense?
Let me see if I can.
Well, they're saying there will be additions to the team to make the show more enjoyable moving forward. That's because SmackDown's ratings were down to like 1 million.
All right. And that is via Body Slam.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
And where does Body Slam fit on the 1 to Meltzer scale?
Meltzer, kind of.
I would actually put it closer to like 1 to Sean Ross Sapp at this point, let me be honest.
It's still giving me something.
I would honestly put it from Sports Kita to Sean Ross Sapp closer to a Bill Apter.
Okay, so it's not a straight up may or may not. It's educated speculation. Yeah,
It is educated speculation, hoping something happens. Because, yeah, it feels a little ruddy right now. And if they don't do something, it's going to become an even bigger rut.
I don't see the rut, though. I don't. That's just me.
Yeah, that might be. And it might just be me being completely out of the loop when it comes to wrestling. As I've mentioned to you guys, unfortunately, because of how segmented and how expensive it is, I don't watch.
No, we get that. Understand.
No, I'm perfectly cool with that. I'm just... This is, you know, the honeymoon period is already over when it comes to Hunter.
Yes.
I'm seeing more and more rants about why he sucks and why WWE is getting worse. I tend to be an optimist when it comes to the wrestling business. I have almost been kicked off message boards for being too optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I don't see the problem. And if there is a problem, it's TKO leaning really hard on the writing staff to make something happen. And that's
what I feel it is, because TKO is more concerned about the short term than the long term.
And I know Hunter doesn't have much to stand on, but he's really got to put his foot down and say this kind of storytelling is what was selling tickets before you got involved.
Yeah.
Please let me do this.
The problem is, though, they can just as easily remove him and replace him with somebody else.
And that'll kill WWE entirely.
Yeah, at this point, everybody that isn't on the board is fully replaceable.
You think Rock would step up for Hunter?
Who?
Rock?
By the way, I'm stepping away from it, but I just want to say something about this.
Go ahead.
It's the idea, at least to me. I think there was such a peak at the end of WrestleMania 40.
Yes.
That, and also I still think a lot of fans, and rightfully so, have a little bit, bitter taste in their mouths with the Rock Cody selling the soul thing.
Yeah. And
a heel turn, which should have never happened.
Yeah, okay. That was essentially my, that is the biggest stick in my, or essentially the biggest stick in my craw right now, because, yeah, they really screwed the pooch on that. I don't know exactly who's to blame for it, whether it be Dwayne, or it be Creative, or TKO, or whatever, but that was terrible.
My money's on Dwayne. My money's on Dwayne, because if he could stick around, we would have found, find a way to fix it.
Yeah.
But he was such a major player going into WrestleMania 40 or 41.
Everybody expected him to be a major player in WrestleMania 41. And now
he showed up at Chamber and then he fucked off.
Yep.
Which just completely, and that storyline completely fell apart. So yeah. Now, you know, so I knew that I was willing to give the heel turn a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, nobody was feeling it, so they turned him back face, which was going to be the progression anyway, that he was going to be heel for a little bit, and then he was going to gradually turn back face before he had to go.
But they rushed it.
No, but Cena's face turn at SummerSlam, they had to do it. Because if you didn't do it, because if you remember, this is the problem that we have with the heel turn. As we've said on multiple shows, no one fucking believed it because Cena's too much of a good guy.
Right, in real the reason I say they rushed it, it was because it was a nothing rush all at once.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you. It was rush all at once. One speech. Hey, I'm a face-to-face. I'll, you know, it's Super Cena again. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was having a bad time. Promo didn't really fix that either.
No, I mean even though look, dude, Kevin Owens is a better John Cena than John Cena. Just saying. Okay.
Our Truth is a better John Cena than John Cena. Right. But
speaking of that, there is a hot rumor that we know who Cena's final opponent is going to be on Saturday main event that happened this week.
Is this some guy from Austria?
That's what I keep hearing. So no, that's perfect. It's a torch passing match. I'm good with it.
Yes. Same.
Because this thing with AJ,
another torch passing next year, according to what rumors are.
Yeah, AJ's just got to pick out who he wants to put over.
Yes,
because AJ's done, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer too.
Absolutely, AJ will be done next year, but we're getting ahead of ourselves there a little bit.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
I didn't. That's because it's part of the
date.
What? I know, but
give you all a date. I didn't even give you all an opponent. I just told you that next year I gotta wrap it up. I think I've done everything I'm gonna do in this business. Now, who I pass the torch to? Well, I just feel better that I don't have to do that to the Undertaker, that I don't have to do that to John Cena, that I can do it to whoever I choose.
Yeah. But the reason we say that, or I say that's part of something beyond this, is because that was part of the press conference for Crown Jewel.
Okay.
I just forgot to mention it.
Okay, that's fine. I am so sorry. But
no, I knew about the clip. I just didn't know, you know, I saw the clip, but I didn't realize it was from the press conference because I missed the press conference.
Yeah, I seen the major points.
But the thing is, let's move on for a second. I'm going to just step away for a minute, but I want you, either Nikki and or VRM and or Josh, to go over this, which is the NXT not invasion.
Yeah,
which, by the way, they use. I said
font.
Not invasion.
It's the same font.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the same.
Points for the same font, but my complaint from last week still stands.
Yeah.
I was doing some history watching this afternoon, and found out that during World War II, on my birthday, they declared the Nero Order. So should I change my birthday? Just saying.
Why, you didn't want Brother Nero to win the tag titles? Oh, wait, he did!
Stop that.
No! You're going to have to go to Ohio to do that.
I can find him VRM, but I'm in no hurry to get in the car. But to be fair, Showdown was actually a very, very good show.
Mm-hmm.
And felt more like what could have happened in 01 if we'd actually had all the major players.
Yeah. I mean, we got awfully close. Tables, ladders, and chairs just with Edge and Christian.
Right. I love the fact that there was outside storylines that they were still talking about. The fact that the Dudleys were in attendance watching the Hardys because they're doing their final table match at Bound for Glory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which we'll get to Bound for Glory.
That they handled the situation with crossover stars like Hendry and Jordan Grace making them referees for their matches. I saw a lot of jawjacking at Hendry, and I just looked at the screen and said, does this mean, are you guys just pissed that he's more over than everybody else in the ring right now?
Yeah.
Not his fault. We picked him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the matches were solid. I'm glad we didn't do, pick-ems for it, but.
Yeah. Well, that's because, we were kind of short-handed for weeks.
Yes. So, VRM, you're required to be at shows going forward.
Please. I understand that you gotta run again at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually starting up, not actually starting up my new mech training program tomorrow, but I have my recovery training program starting tomorrow. It's not very long though. It's only like 4 miles. So it's not like I need Saturdays for 20 milers. I won't need that again until next summer when I'm getting ready for New York, but that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, this event was really cool, and the match absolutely stole the show. Or maybe it's just because me, with Mustafa Ali and Ethan Page for the North American title. I enjoyed the match. The crowd apparently enjoyed the match. They got a Fight Forever chant.
Mm-hmm.
It might be easy in the NXT arena, as it were, to get that, but these two just, I love this match. And again, I am such a huge fan of Mustafa Ali, I want the Fed to sign him back and hand him a title.
Problem is though, WWE, yeah, doesn't really care all that much for, I hate saying this, Arab wrestlers. After Sheiky Baby, they haven't really treated any of them with dignity or respect, for the most part anyway.
Yeah. Well, he's got my respect. I'm always excited to see him work, and so that means I guess I need to watch TNA more often.
Mm-hmm. I mean, where can you find TNA? Is it still on Access?
If it is, then I'm out of luck.
It might not be the only place. No, it's not the only place. Also, their own streaming service, TNA Plus, which is how much a month? $10 a month.
$9.99
a month. Yep.
I already took a gut punch. Go ahead.
Yeah, which is just okay. The annual is a bit more interesting. Yes, it is more expensive at $160, but it also includes all their pay-per-views. So it's a little worse deal than WWE Network was, but it's still significantly better than anything WWE has now.
No, I agree with that.
Because if you're interested in TNA, all you have to do is just fork over that amount a year, and you don't have to worry. That's it. This isn't WWE where you have to fork over $1,000 a year just to watch it all. Yeah.
What else we got?
Let's see now. We got Team TNA beating NXT in the men's Survivor Series style elimination match, but that's because Team NXT completely imploded.
Because Trick is Trick.
Yeah. And hopefully this coming Sunday, Mike Santana will whoop that Trick.
I think I would expect them to do that because Santana kind of deserves it. He's practically a day one guy when it comes to TNA.
Yeah, his first major national exposure was with TNA before even Proud and Powerful over AEW.
Well, wasn't he also in Homicide too?
He was in. I thought he was. He was in the LAX. Same Santana. Yeah, that's what I mean. He was in LAX, and so that's practically day one.
And yeah, he was with Ortiz at that point.
Yeah, and Hernandez.
Yeah. Hernandez wasn't there by 2017.
No, he was already gone, but he was part of the earlier iterations of LAX.
Yes, as well as some other guys that you don't remember, like Apollo, which, yeah, I remember him, Mr. 450, early TNA, Ricky Vega or Machete, which that didn't take forever, and then also Eddie Kingston was there for a bit.
Okay.
And some guy named Daga, but I don't remember him. He's in NOAH now, but he is originally from AAA.
Okay. So, Jay, are you back?
I am. Yes. I said I was.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're good.
I'm just... have you talked about where you're up to on NXT?
We're just trying to go over everything else that isn't Ethan Page versus Mustafa Ali.
Because if they don't, I'll be
beating Dark State to win the tag belts.
Right, and now that the TNA Bound for Glory match is winner take all as well.
Yes, the one versus the Dudleys.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, they told me I wasn't. We had to talk about something other than Ethan Page and Mustafa Ali because I will talk about that all night.
Yes.
Hi.
Well, isn't it amazing that Mustafa Ali is in a WWE ring as a TNA superstar, and he's like, "Yeah, this is what This is what you miss, motherfuckers." I mean, seriously.
What's it going to be like next week when?
when
a certain woo is going to be back in the ring?
Matt Cardona.
Oh, that's true. He talked to Ava during the show.
Yeah, he's facing off against Josh Briggs.
I loved that backstage bit, though.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, Nikki, you called it.
Which one?
Bo Hendry and Jordan Grace were the special guest referees in the respective matches.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure about Jordan Grace. I hadn't heard, but I knew about Hendry. And you missed in the conversation the fact that both of the teams for the men's Survivor Series match were giving him an earful. And I'm like, sorry, guys, he is the most over person in the ring right now.
Yeah.
Refs aren't supposed to be like that, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we did have Team NXT beating TNA in the women's side with Kalani right. Jordan are losing
Sol to Ruka.
Jane and Sol Ruka. Sol Ruka hit the Soul Snatcher. JC Jane tagged herself in and then got the pin. But we do need to talk about the house show that happened last night.
Well, go for it.
Because for the record, boys, I wasn't there.
Correct. It was in Columbus, though. Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
From what I have heard, there is a possibility that JC Jane is going to be out for a while. She went down and was holding her quadricep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So there is a distinct possibility that JC Jane may have to forfeit her NXT Women's Championship.
According to multiple sources, I'm going to read one, SE Scoops, it said, quote, according to fans in attendance, Jane grabbed her quad towards the ending of the bout and tagged out of the match. Ruka and Zarya then picked up the victory. After the bell, they threw up the X and then limped off.
Yeah.
So, was she helped out, or did she walk out under her own power? If she was helped out, then yeah, it could be a quad.
Hold on. Let me see if there's any other info.
If it's under her own power, it might just be something like a hamstring.
Had to be assisted by WWE Medical.
Quad.
Yeah.
That's a quad tear.
See you next year.
Yep. And your Fatal Influence no longer has the belt. Would they pull the trigger, though, and give... No, I don't think they would give it to Jordan. I think Jordan's going up sooner rather than later.
So, AEW, because of baseball, was on the same night at the same time. Got crushed in the ratings.
Tuesday.
Yes.
Got crushed in the rating because...
Well, you can only say that to some degree, because remember, it is also simulcast on HBO Max.
Okay.
So we don't know the full numbers.
So it was Bailey's Place, and they taped Collision. Yes, WrestleDream, by the way, is next...
Saturday.
Next Saturday, and I'm gonna pull up the card so that we can...
Yeah, I mean, I can already tell you the main event right off the top, or the men's and women's. Men's main event is going to be Darby Allin versus Jon Moxley in an I Quit match. Oh, no, that's not the main, but I consider it.
Yeah.
It's an I Quit match. Heyman Adam Page is facing off against Samoa Joe, because after all, Heyman owes Joe a favor. The problem is Joe is taking it really the wrong way.
Right.
Chris Statlander and Timeless Tony Storm are facing off against each other in the rematch from, well, the last pay-per-view, All Out.
Mm-hmm.
Where I would honestly suspect that Tekla, the Spider, the newest person in the women's division, will wind up showing up and doing things. And just a note, Tekla is her actual real name.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, Tekla Kishori, who is from Austria herself.
Okay.
And is also a pretty gifted artist. A musician, and she's essentially Harley Cameron, but heel.
Okay.
In terms of her outside interests. But yes, I fully expect that to happen. Jurassic Express is facing off against the Young Bucks in a money match,
$500,000. Yes, welcome back, Jack Perry.
Yes, as Jungle Jack Perry. JR got yes, it right, actually.
He would, and he did.
Yeah, but there's also a possibility that Jack Perry is not exactly the shiny, happy person that people think he might be right now in character.
You think that scapegoat's going to pop up again?
Sooner rather than later. Jurassic Express, according to somebody's fan craft, so to speak, although it isn't that far, it doesn't feel that bad, because Jack Perry is still very much healing it up. Distracting the ref, bossing Luchasaurus around, trying to take off the turnbuckle. That is not somebody who's a face.
No.
Yeah, he is straight up he's essentially vicariously living through his monster now, Luchasaurus. Because remember, he resurrected Luchasaurus. So, yeah, the question is Luchasaurus a completely brain-dead monster only to do the bidding of Jack Perry, or is there something still left in him?
Well, Luchasaurus still needs to recover from the fact that he's been bossed around by Christian for 2 years.
Yeah, as Killswitch. Ugh, that was a mess. But then again, I wasn't a big fan of Christian being that guy.
He still is, technically.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in the other two matches, we will have Kyle Fletcher facing off against Mark Briscoe for the TNT title. And Brodito has a possibility to lose the title to the Don Callis family of Okada and Takeshita for the tag belts. The reason I say that, Bandito is working with a banged up shoulder right now. It isn't bad enough to where he can't wrestle, but it's bad enough to be noticeable. So yeah, that's where we are for Wrestle Dream right now. We'll have more matches announced
next week,
soon, this week and next. But there is one person who will not be part of those festivities.
Who's that? Cody. Well, there's actually two.
Yeah, but the first one and the more major one is Kota Ibushi, who during Collision wound up falling to the floor, and there's a heavy rumor he broke his femur.
Ouch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what? Did you actually have the music for it?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Go back to here. Go back to here.
That's for JC and for Coda.
That's right.
We've missed the soundboard. We need more soundboard.
Yes. And also someone else going in is hurt, but is actually doing this on his own. That would be Taz, who is going into shoulder surgery.
Yes. Total shoulder replacement. He's going to be out for a few months. Which means it's going to be Shivani, Excalibur, and... I don't know who. Because I would have wanted guy in there, but I don't think he wants it. He wants to be with his family.
Who's that?
Who that?
Riccoboni. Ian Riccoboni.
All right.
As long as it's not Don Callis.
Yeah,
right.
Although I expect more Don Callis, unfortunately.
Ooh.
Yeah, especially for his matches, definitely.
Now, In the good news department, we got a couple of renewals this week. There's one more. I believe Kofi signed as well. Is that
yes,
true?
I believe I did forget to mention that in there, but it is a time for renewal and a time for decay. Oh boy, things are about to get messy. Because they're not firing people, but they're certainly not renewing contracts.
Right, and we actually have more that came out this afternoon, Josh.
And this evening, too.
That's right, okay. Yes. The renewals.
Those would be the New Day, or at least the two that are still wrestling, Kofi and Xavier.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second, too.
And Santos Escobar, who was rumored for a hot second that he was getting released and because his contract ran out. But he was in talks with WWE. Santos apparently got paid significantly more.
Meltzer flies, you know?
Let me see who posted that, because I'm not sure if it was Meltzer or not. No, it was not. Let me make sure. Because I do want to make sure it was from Mike Johnson, a PW Insider.
Really? I don't think he said that, but okay.
Yes, it would have been part of the PW Insider Elite package. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, the other thing is that the third member of New Day is done.
Unfortunately, sadly. He is full on retired, as per Stephanie McMahon's podcast. Oh boy, what's your story?
I have the quote.
Yeah, go for
quote.
It.
He said, quote, "I always think, and I'm not trying to do with the woe is me thing, but for all the people you are on, you know, I always feel like, why me? You know, my career is kind of behind me," quote. "I'm very much someone who was appreciative. I think I really had a good career, very proud of it," unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But he's transitioned to the, you know, the other side of the place.
Yeah, the problem is, though, we're going to have to continue dealing with New Day Dickory. I don't like him as heels as much. I like him better as faces.
Yes, but whiny heels, yes. Whiny heels, you know? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't like whiny heels. It takes a special person to get away with being the whiny heel. And admittedly, that person's name is Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah. He's the best. He's the absolute best at it. So I have that you have it here.
Yes.
That on the release side, we have Lance Anoa'i.
Yes, Lance Anoa'i has left the company.
Right. Zeta Steele and Kylie Ray. Now Zeta Steele, I mean, so isn't Kylie Ray pregnant?
Yes, but she was part of the WWE ID program. I honestly believe the WWE ID program is about to start losing people left and right.
So is the LFG. Yeah, I agree with that because would you call it a failure or just not there yet? Okay,
it's not because really there yet. Let's be honest.
Okay, right. So the other people who got renewed. Also, Zara Sakare, as you said, Stevie Turner, Draco Knox, and Jamar Hampton.
Yeah, I think they might have overextended themselves with Evolve. Because I don't know how many people are actively watching Evolve on Tubi.
We don't know.
Even know anybody who is even watching Tubi.
Mm-hmm.
For wrestling, anyway.
Right.
Yes, it's free, but it's Who? Why should I care about these people?
Exactly.
Right.
It's sort of, it is really, and I'm not going to, I don't want to use the term bottom of the barrel because they're not. It's just that it should be promoted better and put on a better place. That's just me.
Yeah, it should be on a higher place. It should be on, like, say, Peacock or something that isn't Tubi. Because right. Tubi is better known for second-run movies.
Mm-hmm.
Second-run TV shows, not new. Plus, they haven't promoted it very well whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. So, they specifically stated, and I just want to go a little back here. One other thing before we get, before we get to just covering what Bound for Glory is, okay? Because yes. We need to go into that. We have been covering the Roger Jackson story with great interest. As you know, I believe it was a couple weeks ago, he was arrested.
Yes,
he had a court appearance this week, pleads, of course, dull surprise, not guilty on felony battery with great bodily injury and misdemeanor battery on a person.
Yep.
Not a surprise, really. But that's the next part.
Brains don't seem to really exist in there. He's going to, ultimately, he's going to be found guilty of something. The thing is, if he is found guilty of that felony, great bodily harm, especially since Psycho Stu is now retired from the ring because of Raj's actions, that's 7 years maximum inside a prison cell.
He'll be out in 3.
Yeah, California, after all.
You know. But yeah, Bound for Glory. Yes. We've got 9 matches on the card. The pre-show match is the Inspiration versus the Elegance brand. For the tag team match. Now, remind me, because I was away. Dana Brooke retired? Is that right?
It didn't sound good. It sounded like something came up big time that forced her out of the company.
Are we talking health-wise, or do you think something else?
I think health-wise. And she did not say anything up front, so she probably wants to keep it private.
Yes, exactly.
Just a note, though, because I don't think you quite verbalized it. The Inspiration versus the Elegance brand, which is Heather by Elegance and M by Elegance, the other two of them, it's going to be for the TNA Knockouts World Tag Team Championship, which are currently held by the Inspiration, who just won them.
Right.
AKA the Iconics.
Yes.
In an interpromotional match, Leon Slater versus Mr. Bouncy for the X Division Championship.
Let me just put it this way, and this is going to be a Nickyism. That mat is going to be spotless afterward.
That is correct.
Because those two guys are bouncy.
Very bouncy.
Yes.
Then you have a 20-person intergender call your shot gauntlet.
Yes.
Basically, it's their version of the Money in the Bank, right?
Yes, it is. And right now, there is only 3 wrestlers who have been confirmed.
I have 1.
I have 3.
Actually, 2. I have 2. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I do have 3. I'm sorry.
Yes,
you're right.
Should.
Go ahead.
Yay Ling Li will be number 1. She is the former Xia Li from WWE. As she will be the first one in. The number 20 is Mance Warner, who is a absolute lunatic and former deathmatch wrestler. Has wrestled a lot for Game Changer. Has wrestled for TNA for just a hair bit.
And AEW for a hot second too, right?
Yes. And the unknown is a guy by the name of BDE. You don't know who he is, but he is a big YouTuber and has wrestled for Pro Wrestling Revolver.
Okay.
Out of Dayton. And he is straight up out of Dayton.
His name is Brandon Collimore. He's 25. 26. Yes.
Yes. But yeah, he was trained at Pro Wrestling Revolver, which means he was trained by Jake. More than likely, anyway. With him right. From Zach and Trey, more than likely.
Then we have Tessa versus Gia Miller. Yay. Tessa Blanchard, that is.
Tessa.
Frankie Kazarian versus Steve Maclin for the TNA International Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And you have The System, which are Moose, Alicia Edwards, Brian Myers, Eddie Edwards, and Johnny Dangle Curtis, JDC, versus yes. Order 4, Mustafa Ali, Tasha Steele, Special Agent Zero, Jason Hotch, and John Skylar in a 10-person intergender hardcore war. Okay!
Yeah. Just a note.
High anarchy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, high anarchy in the arena.
Yes. Special Agent Zero is also known as Bill Collier. He is a Northeastern wrestler, has been wrestling around for almost 20 years. Jason Hotch and John Skylar, they've been in TNA for a bit. And then another interpromotional match. Well, yeah, it is. Kalani Jordan, your current TNA Knockouts World Champion, is facing off against TNA's Indy Hartwell. People keep forgetting.
And we have.
Yeah, she's no longer yes. in NXT.
Right. Then we have the one final table match between the Hardys and Team 3D, the TNA World and NXT champ, you know, winner take all.
Yep. It is a tables match, so it'll be whoever gets put through them loses.
First. Yep. And then the main event, Trick versus Santana. I think Santana takes that. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will.
But I honestly think Kalani Jordan will retain the Knockouts title. Essentially, I think the interpromotion does continue for a bit.
Hmm. And also, two people are being
three.
Inducted. Three? Oh, yes, three. Which are Mickey James and the beautiful people who are Velvet Sky and, oh, God.
It would be Angelina Love and Velvet Sky. Love. No Madison
right.
Rain in this, because Madison Rain is not considered a charter member.
No, she was not. Nope.
Yeah, but... Sorry, there was something I was going to say there, but it's horrifically inappropriate.
Okay, never mind. But I think it's time for Pick'ems, even though the press conference was kind of fun, it looks like.
Yes. Stephanie Vaquer gets cheered, and she is overcome with emotion. Asuka and Kairi continue being Asuka and Kairi. Kairi does respect her opponents. Asuka doesn't respect anyone but herself, really.
Well, I know. Kairi's in the middle. She
yes.
Now, Nikki, you'll get this. Where would you put this in the anime sense? Like an anime sense? Because you know you could set this up.
Let's see. Ooh.
Asuka's the mean girl. Io's the good girl. And Kairi is the friend of both of them and doesn't know where to go.
Yeah. Because essentially, Kairi's stuck against Senpai Asuka and Nakama Io. So it's a matter of which one of them is going to blow up on Asuka first. My money's on Kairi. And props to whoever put that little anime picture up in the crowd Monday night.
Yes.
It just says, Kairi!
Yeah. And she's
that
like,
really
I'm sorry.
Well-drawn one. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can hear that whispered woman that's like, Kairi!
Hi! Yes, exactly. Yeah, and of course, with the sweat ball, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yes, Rhea Grayson and EO had a shoey.
Yes, I mean, Michael would have, but Michael didn't have a shoe or didn't want to use his shoes. Damn you, Michael Cole. Damn you. Also, Bad News Barrett was a translator and said, hey, guess what? Seth Rollins is a wanker.
Cole said it just sounds better out of your mouth.
Yes. Pretty much.
So, we picking them up?
Yes. I think we're picking them up.
We're picking them up. Because I have in front of me 5 matches, 7 points total, 6 plus the wild card, of course. So, first up is going to be the match we just pretty much mentioned. Rhea Ripley and Io Sky versus the Kabuki Warriors of Asuka and Kairi Sane. 2 points. Who wins and who stares at the
pretty lights?
I think this is just the beginning, not the end. I think Rhea and Io win by DQ when Asuka uses the mist. That's on my wall.
So Rhea and Io winning.
I said by DQ.
Okay.
Asuka gets DQ'd.
Okay.
Using the mist.
Okay. I will have Rhea Ripley and Io Sky winning with Kairi Sane losing because Asuka's going to just straight up abandon her.
Ooh, okay. Is that a wild card or no?
No, that is not the wild card, but it's what I feel.
Okay.
Rhea and Io are going to win because Australia. Rhea's going to pin Kairi, and then Asuka's going to attack Kairi after the match. Yeah, let me put this wild card. Asuka mists Kairi post-match.
Okay.
Okay.
Rhea and Io win, pinning Kairi.
All right, and now to the Australian street fight. Roman Reigns, Bronson Reed. Who wins?
The fans.
I say Bronson. Roman is still in the... he's got to get the win back from WrestlePalooza. Bronson wins. No wild card there. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, it's. I'm going with Bronson as well, not just because of hometown rules, but also because of the. Feels like momentum was more on Roman's side after the promo from last night.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the other side of the card here. Roman wins the match, but he's going to lose the segment because Braun Breaker doesn't have anything to do right now, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But why would Braun stay back when it's a street fight? Anything goes. Because I fully believe Bronson's going to take it because of plenty of chicanery.
Hmm. True, and they gotta write Roman out so he can go finish shooting the movie.
Yeah.
All right, you've changed my mind. Bronson Reed's going to win because he's going to have plenty of backup. Roman might have Jay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's going to be enough.
But there is something we didn't mention earlier.
Okay.
Because during SmackDown, we had ourselves a U.S. Open challenge match. Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke was about to win it, guess who shows up? For the first time since, what was it, earlier this year or last year?
It was last year.
Yeah, it was Survivor Series last year, wasn't it? Tama Tonga is back in full war paint. The motherfucking Tongans are now at 100%. And guess what? Their target could easily still be Roman. And they don't care if the Vision is on their side or not. They would probably want to put it down just as badly.
Wouldn't it be fun if the motherfucking Tongans came in after Bronson and Braun had done some damage and then they beat everybody down?
Yeah.
And Solo is just sitting on a chair at the base of the ramp going, yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. All right, now to the match that got pretty much...
Well, by the way, there's one other return we forgot to mention on SmackDown. Zelina Vega is now working with her husband.
Yep. In a match that should have been on this card, but it isn't.
Right, exactly.
I'll watch it after we're done here.
Yes.
Yes. All right, now to the match that got pretty much minimal to nil build. And we're like, really, guys? Really? John Cena, AJ Styles.
Well, the build has been through social media, but you know what? It's fine. Okay, here's my wild card. Okay. Cena wins the match, but then afterwards, Gunther attacks John Cena.
Cena's going to win this match. It's going to be close. I mean, it's going to be a tight match. These guys have amazing chemistry.
Yes.
Cena's going to win the match. AJ would have had a shot at winning the match if his OC buddies were in the neighborhood, but I don't think that either they're both retired or they're hiding in Japan again.
They're not retired.
Okay.
But they're not hiding in Japan. I think they're just kind of slumming it on the indies now.
Okay.
The thing is, I do believe that this one will be the one where Cena finally gets his 100th pay-per-view win.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
Because that was due. It was announced the last time. Or the last pay-per-view with Lesnar. Ugh, Lesnar.
By the way, he's still around. I feel. I don't know when he's going to pop up again.
Yeah.
How about never? He's never worked for everybody.
As much as I want to be on the island and throw out a beat up John Cena, no. Cena's gonna take this.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just getting somebody else's information in here real quick because I forgot to. Because Shane, who is not here today, he's currently celebrating things with his family. He'll be watching the pay-per-view tonight for him, tomorrow for everybody else. So far, he has picked pretty much right along with us. Rhea Ripley and Io Sky beating Kairi Sane, Bronson Reed, John Cena. Now to the Women's Crown Jewel Championship. Stephanie Vaquer, your Raw Women's Champion, against Tiffany Stratton, your SmackDown Women's Champion. Who wins?
This is the easiest one on the card, and it's Stephanie Vaquer. Tiffany Stratton has, and I'm going to use this term with the fun in cheek, has been the biggest bust of 2025.
Well, okay? She does have a pretty good bust going. Oh, sorry, that's not what you
meant. Stop that.
That's not what I meant.
Nikki, keep it going.
I mean, I realize she's not the best wrestler on the roster. And she's, I can't do too much more of that. I know it's going to be Vaquer. Tiffany's going to be left holding the jugs.
Yeah, pretty much. Anybody else?
Anybody else going for not Stephanie Vaquer? Going once, going twice. That's everybody, kids. Stephanie Vaquer in a sweep for all five of us. That includes Shane.
And for the puns.
Please, for the love of God, get out of the ring before they cancel the show.
Hey, VRM, I'm the recorder now. Tomko, give me a beat.
No.
Thank you.
And we get to, yes,
the main event for the men's Crown Jewel Championship. You've got Seth Rollins facing off against Cody Rhodes.
If you're around, press a button for me.
Monday Night Raw in full effect, baby.
Cody doesn't need this.
Correct.
Seth needs it more.
Correct.
Seth needs it more. Seth, put it this way. It is better for him. You know, usually you would say, oh, it's better for him to lose. No. Oh, no.
Not in this case.
Not in this case. Seth has to win. Cody's already made. I mean, they're both already made. But I'm saying, because remember, there was a little tease about Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they were talking to Cody, and Cody said, does this look like a man who was there with one night?
Cody, you shouldn't have said that, because he's going to come back and he's going to punch you in the mouth and then F5 you into the fourth row.
Which he might do.
Saying this. VRM? Wild card time for the both of us.
Yeah.
And I know where I'm going, unfortunately, because people just said things. And as we've said time and again on this podcast, words mean things.
Correct.
And guess what it means in this case? Brock's gonna show up. Brock's gonna F5. Cody, because while the ref's down, Seth wins.
I'm going to be copying your wild card, but I want to preface this.
Okay.
As well. Because we now know that The Vision likes to troll.
Yeah.
We know that The Vision likes to misdirect.
Yeah.
We know that The Vision likes to plan weeks in advance for the payoff.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Lesnar is a mercenary. And he's going to be on The Vision's payroll.
Hmm.
So to speak, if you understand what I'm getting
I understand.
Because it's gonna happen. It's not gonna get revealed during the show. I don't think it's not gonna get revealed during the show. But who just introduced Brock at WrestlePalooza?
Paul Heyman.
Did you really think that Uncle Paul was only going to talk to Brock about doing that intro one more time?
Does Tomko give you beats? No.
Exactly. Now, I could change my wild card. No, I'm not going to change my wild card, but I'm going to put this out there for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and Cody, you know, get to a double down or there's a ref bump. Lesnar shows up, F5's Cody. If Paul is at ringside, there might be a pause, and then he F5's Seth. And they leave together. It's too soon for that, though. And frankly, I don't want it.
We don't want it, but you know, money's money.
Bah.
Yeah.
So we got everything?
Except for Shane, because Shane also mentions that Seth is going to win, but he's expecting somebody else to interfere on behalf of him, on behalf of Seth.
Austin. Right. They were going along with that rumor. And oh, by the way, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it loud and proud. Continuity.
Yes.
Okay.
Seth tried to recruit Theory during the Messiah days.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, that didn't completely work out.
Yeah.
Putting him in the Vision might be what he needs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm down. I'd love to see that happen.
Okay.
Because he's got everything in the world except for it. Oh, and something that Roman said a couple of years ago. VRM, if you would, please.
Your daddy's not here anymore.
So, here you go, Theory. Here's another shot at you trying to reclaim yourself. Because,
ow. You know what? I think it might work.
I hope so. I don't wish ill on the guy. But he's got to figure out something, or he's either going to, you know, he's going to fall back to NXT. They're not going to get, he's not going to be teamed back up with Gargano.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way, happy birthday to Rhea.
What is she, 29?
Happy birthday to her.
Yeah, she's 29. I thought she was older. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I thought she was in her mid-30s.
Which means she still has a plenty of years left and a pretty bright future.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm good with that.
Yeah. All right, so I believe that's pretty much everything, isn't it?
Yep.
Pretty much. I think we need to sell some soap.
So first off, VRM, do you have anything to promote?
Yeah, I kind of do. We're gonna bring this in with Jason, because Jason, I think the Giants might have tripped over a button on last night.
What, the turbo button?
Fraud detection warning.
Oh yes, the Eagles. Yes.
Yeah. That was wild.
Mm-hmm. That was glorious.
That was surprising. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But, as I get escorted out of the room.
Yeah, BS.
No. But we're going to talk about the BS. We're going to talk about weeks. We talked about, I wasn't there, but we talked about week five. And yes, we talked about week.
Myself and VRM sure did.
Good for you. I'm glad. Glad you were there. Yeah, and of course, weeks.
Sorry, Jason. It was my once a season saying hi to
you. Yeah, I hear you. Excellent. Good to have you back there, as always. You know that.
Yes. And then, of course, this week on WLTI.
We caught up a little bit. We talked about the $1 million winner on Wheel of Fortune. We atoned for our game show sins. And we talked about Survivor, Amazing Race, the finale of Big Brother, and $1 million winner, and how Jeopardy is going, and all the game show news of the past 7 days, and we got more coming as we are 2 months away, well, kind of like almost 3 months away from the end of the year. Good Lord, it has been fast.
All right, and as for me, this week on It Was a Thing on TV, the guys continued covering Saturday Night Live as they were going for or through the anniversary. 50 years of SNL just happened last Saturday. This week was two separate episodes. The first, Saturday Night Live, Season 20, 1994-1995. aka a time of great change. You had people starting to leave from what I would consider the Bad Boys era, and started getting in the people who would start carrying the show throughout the second half of the 90s into the new millennium. Because Molly Shannon was there at that point, after all. And then, yes, or earlier today, on Friday, they released Fridays, the ABC competitor to Saturday Night Live, which aired on Fridays. Lasted for
that was a fun show.
Yeah,
that was a very fun
a little while, about 3 years, or two, well, 3 seasons, 2 years, and it spawned a few careers, namely those of Larry David and Michael Richards.
Of Seinfeld fame, but...
And Curb Your Enthusiasm for Larry David. But, yeah, next episode up, I don't know, because I didn't get through the entire episode of Fridays today, because, didn't have enough time. But you can find so much more, and it was AthenaOnTV.com. Jason, go for it.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. No, I was just, you were talking about, an SNL substitute Fridays. How long did you realize that there was another SNL competitor that lasted for 14 seasons?
Yeah, you are watching Matt TV.
Right.
Matt. Yeah, I watched Matt in the early days. I loved Michael McDonald. Not the singer.
Yes. You're talking the guy who played Stewart.
Yes. Look what I can do.
Yes. And you put it to you this way, it had a very big cast. And a lot of, you had Deborah Wilson, Nicole Sullivan, Michael McDonald, Alex Borstein.
Will Sasso, who's recently been on Chris Van Vliet's podcast.
And also is on, isn't he on George and Mandy's First Marriage, I think?
Yes. He absolutely is. He is on George and Mandy's First Marriage, which is a spinoff of Young Sheldon, which is a spinoff of The Big Bang Theory.
There's been a lot of people who have been on that show, including Ike Barinholtz, Key and Peele, Orlando Jones, Aries Spears. Good Lord.
Josh Myers, the brother of Seth Myers.
Frank Caliendo.
Yep.
I'm just trying to think of any others I can think of. But yeah, a lot. Yeah,
it's a lot of people through those 15 years.
Great. Yeah. And I think Mad TV was better than SNL in certain areas.
In its early years, absolutely. It was a little bit more subversive, especially since it was a weak era for Saturday Night Live, because they just left the Bad Boys era and were going into that new era. Fallon era, let's be honest. And Jimmy Fallon was more paying attention to the camera and hamming up for the camera instead of, the comedy.
Mm-hmm. And, but there's that. It was a thing on TV. Nikki, artist shout-out, please.
Why, yes. Yes, we will. Our missing panelist, Jamie Cloutier. Work is just messing her up so bad, I barely get to talk to her. Then again, I have to keep knocking on the door at the Has-Been Hotel to say, hey, I know she's there. If she's hiding in the basement, that's fine. But I need to talk to her. Let me get to this. Obligatory shout out to Oniwamba Shu. Based in Kuala Lumpur, she does take commissions. She has a card account. Let's see, who do I want to promote today? Norberto Gaitan, an artist in South America. I think he's in Brazil. And I keep going to, I want to go to his page. Anyway, Commissions are typically open. His rates aren't that bad, really. Mm-hmm. And definitely the surprise me feature is worth a couple of bucks. Dozer draws at Little Dozer Baby, based in Europe. Expensive, but best for wholesome, right the feels kind of art. Let me see if I can get to his page. I think his commissions are open. It never hurts to ask. He still has an account open on Twitter, but he has moved to Blue Sky. If you like anime with your wrestling, look up Otanad on Instagram and Nahol Tahes on Twitter. Otanad's comics are very on point, and if you can't find him on Instagram, just go to my Uncle Paul's Twitter account.
Yep.
I did just link something I mentioned earlier.
Yes. Let me.
Was the third exhibition. These pictures here are the exhibition for Tekla. What you see immediately will be her third, and if you scroll up, you can see her second and first artworks.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. Does she take commission? Is she doing commissions?
I don't think she does. But you can buy stuff from her if you are so interested.
Yep, she's got photos, she's got artwork, she's got t-shirts.
Yes. And she's got a few posters from her exhibitions in Japan and in, I think, Florida.
So, yeah, definitely check her out. If you want another artist who's also a wrestler, definitely look up Tapla on Twitter at @D_Tapla. She does sketches. She does chibis, very famous chibis that you will see mostly on AEW. But they pop up, or I've seen them start pop up now on Raw and SmackDown. She also does gear. And she's very inexpensive and really easy to work with. If you do get any kind of commission from any artist, really, in any genre, pay well. Ask for work in progress to weed out the AI crew. Tip generously. Show it to everybody you know, on and off the computer. But make sure to credit the artist so that they can start drowning out all the AI clones that are out there.
Yeah.
And quick thing from Supercard. They've finished up their tarot event and they've started their Halloween event with flip cards in the current tier with a Halloween theme to them. I bitched about Aleister Black not being in the tarot deck. Oh, he's in this one.
Yeah, he better be.
And I'll give a quick shout out to Suicidal Assassin, who I'd gotten Aleister fan art from. The necromantic Aleister they have on this card has eyeballs in the palms of his hands, just like my fan art. Yay.
Yay, you. That's kind of cool.
They've got the Medusa, Becky Lynch, Oriental Ghost, Kairi, Alexa Bliss, Obligatory Alexa Bliss, and Rhea Ripley. Obligatory. Rhea needed to be in this. They've got her as a black witch, and I love it. And AJ Lee is a bone collector, where you know how she always has that spider, that heart-shaped spider on her shirt.
Yes.
On the flip side, she's actually wearing a brassiere made of bone.
Oh. Nice.
That's gotta hurt, man. I mean, I've heard Underwire is comfortable, but damn.
At least there's cloth under it, so it doesn't chafe. But I don't have anything else to talk about here because I'm right here. So, for Statboy Josh Henniger, for Jason Block, for VRM, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we discuss the fallout of Crown Jewel Perth, and it's as of our recording. That's true. And as of this is being recorded on a Friday night. It is 10 minutes to 11 on the East Coast. Gentlemen, everybody go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Good night.